It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Bringing it back here at Rosie on the House, where we're covering the makeover, remodeling, or the doing up of that room, that space, right out your backyard. Don't just take it from us. Take it from American entertainment icon Jerry Lewis.
You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
We're going to be talking about layering sound in your backyard. There's nothing I like more. As you were talking about, sitting in the backyard, barbecuing or whatever, sitting on the back patio with a little big band playing, man.
There you go.
I love that sound. Love that sound. We've got Romy broadcasting from our studios in Tucson, covering the Saba Home Show today at the Tucson Convention Center with special guest Eric Clark of Savano Nurseries. I'm here in Phoenix with John J. Harper. Romy, what y'all got down there? Where do you want to go? We've got Andy, Steve, and Shirley all on hold, my friend.
We're going to get to Steve, but as we do that, Eric, tell us a little bit about Savano's. I mean, y'all are kind of an icon.
Well, yeah, we've been down there on the southeast side of Tucson for almost 14 years now. And we've really built up a great selection of plants that do well here in southern Arizona. We grow a lot of our plants down on our farm. We have a 70-acre farm where we grow most all of our plants. And so our plants are acclimated to the climate here. And we do a lot of growing for higher elevations like Sierra Vista, Benson, Wilcox. But we also grow a lot of plants that do well in, you know, the lower elevation, Marana, even Phoenix and Yuma. So we've been able to build up quite a selection with that 70-acre farm, which is sort of unique, you know, in the valley.
Well, Steve's called in, and he wants to know what type of plant works best for a trellis. So let's bring Steve into the conversation and explain your backyard, and Eric will kind of talk you through what his selection for trellis vines would be. Steve, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. I'm looking forward to doing a little bit of crawdad fishing or an event coming up this year, but for right now, I need to prepare for the summer heat beating down on the southern wall of the house, so kind of looking for an idea for a trellis about 20 foot long, 10 foot tall, something that I could put bower vine or honeysuckle or something that'll kind of shade the house and take a little bit of edge off the heat, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a good idea to, you know, shade your area, your space there with the vine. I'd recommend using like an iron trellis. If you let an iron trellis go rusty, that's a real popular look. And then you're not going to have to worry about painting it or staining it or termites. You know, wooden trellises just don't last very long.
Very short-term solution.
Yeah, right. So go with...
Okay,
yeah.
I might get a couple of years out of a wood trellis, and then I'll have a mess on my hands, right?
Yeah, it could collapse on you, big vine collapse. But, yeah, so go iron. Wrought iron works really well. And your idea about honeysuckle is a really good one. It's green year-round. It's hardy to the cold. You might also try tangerine crossvine. It's a hardy evergreen vine. It'll stay green even if it gets down into the single digits. And it'll have orange flowers, real showy. They're blooming all over town right now.
And if you want something that'll be there as long as the cockroaches, a cat's claw is always a...
yeah, cat's claws. Yeah, but watch what you wish for because you might just get it. Cat's claw can be real aggressive. And maybe that's a good solution for an area where you want a really fast-growing vine that's going to dominate the area. But just make sure you're placing your cat claw in the right space because it can really take over.
Steve, we appreciate the call. From there, we're going to
Let me weigh in on that just a little bit. I'm looking at John Jay here, and you really liked that plant selection.
Well, in fact, I posted a picture of Tangerine Beauty Crossvine on our Facebook page this morning.
And I'm
a great choice.
And Steve, I'm engineering a solution at my house just this spring to coincide exactly with your question. I've got the west wall of my living room, stucco, faces due west over the lawn area. No shade. It takes the direct blaring heat. I'm kind of leaning on the Mel Bartholomew concept. I think I'm going to put some piano wire on some turnbuckles, and I think I'm going to try maybe a cantaloupe vine and just grow it up.
Well, you could use you can use Armenian cucumber, cantaloupe.
Okay.
Any of those would be, you know, there'd be a, it's kind of a summertime solution. They won't go year round. But if you want an edible, how about grapes?
Okay. All right. I could go grapes.
You know, that would give you
a shade in the summer.
Permanent shade in the summer. Lets the sun through in the winter. Harvest the grapes in the late summer. You know, it would be a little bit more permanent than a melon or a squash or something like that.
I'm really getting on Jennifer's jag about if you're going to plant something, make sure it's edible. There's a lot to be said about that.
I think about grapes then.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Romy, where would you like to take Eric from here?
Let's bring Andy into the conversation and see what we can help him with us in his backyard. Andy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. I have a question about a plant that was treated with triazine powder. Can it be used to for edible consumption?
Okay.
Specifically, well...
I'll let you have that, Eric. you get that one.
Eric took a deep breath in.
Why was it treated with triazine powder?
Well, it's an agave plant. I know I told the screener it was citrus, but just as an example, it's going to be used for medicinal purposes. And,
oh, an aloe or an agave?
It's an agave salmiana.
Oh, so you're going to make some tequila for medicinal purposes?
Medicinal tequila.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't then
We'll come help you squeeze, Andy.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, if I'm thinking of the same triazine, Eric, I interrupt it. You know, triazine is used in like Promethon and Simazine, pretty harsh.
Yeah, no.
Kinds of herbicides, almost soil sterilants. Of course, you know, they play with those. Some of those were also used. Triazine also could be found, I think, in thinning, you know, like they would spray on apple trees to thin the crop, to knock some of the fruit off. But I would probably try and find a MSD sheet and some more information to find out if you'd want to.
If it was a chemical that was treated, you know, like you put it on agave to prevent probably agave weevils from attacking the plant. Most of those chemicals are going to linger, you know, six months to a year. You know, eventually it might come out of the plant, but, you know, I wouldn't use it for...
I think I'd go to Total Wines and buy a bottle of tequila.
Now, is this a hard plant to find? I mean, we were talking about agaves and, you know, shoots. I mean, get another one for a few bucks.
We sell that exact agave at our nursery, and they're... You know, they're extremely hardy. They get nice and large. And that is the pulque agave that is from Mexico that is the predecessor to tequila. So that is definitely something that has been used, that plant has been used for. And it's a great plant, but they are susceptible, like all agaves are, to agave weevils. And if you want to avoid agave weevils, you pretty much have to use a systemic insecticide. Unless you water a lot, that can help also prevent agave weevils.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Andy, appreciate the compliments on the show. And pretty much what I'm hearing across the board is a new agave plant for his medicinal purposes.
I would think so, yeah. We haven't treated him at the nursery with anything.
Let's bring Shirley into the conversation and doing a little vegetable garden. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. What I have a problem is I have a yellow Russian heirloom tomato plant, and it is curling up the leaves. Some of the leaves are curling upward and drying at the edges, and some of the blooms are drying up and dropping. So I kind of looked over some of my cutout articles on tomato plants, and it fit the symptoms of curly top. But then it also says that it usually occur when the temperature is over 90 degrees. But, you know, our temperature hasn't, you know, reached 90 that often. So I was wondering if that is what it is, and what can I do to treat it?
John Jay?
Is the curling and browning on the new growth at the very ends of the plant?
No, it's mostly on the older leaves that are on the bottom.
Down low. Okay, well, curly top, you know, would generally be on the new growth, out at the end. If you're getting browning and curling and dieback down, way down low on the plant, my suspicion would be you're not fertilizing enough. You know, it's sloughing that old foliage to put on new growth. And tomato plants are heavy feeders, and they are growing really fast right now. This is perfect tomato weather, you know, mid to upper 80s, you know, relatively mild nights and warm but not hot days. And my guess is you need to fertilize it.
And give her a recommendation. What are we going to fertilize it with?
Is it in a container or in the ground, the plant?
She's ground.
This is in a container, so I probably really need to use liquid fertilizer because...
Something soluble. Mm-hmm. Something soluble that you can mix with water would be better on a container plant. Fish emulsion, if you want to go, you know, more organic, or you can use, I like the 20-20-20 water soluble that we use on geraniums and potted plants and vegetables, works great.
And how about if it's in the ground, in the vegetable garden?
I like good old 10-10-10,
there
all purpose.
Go.
Great.
All right. Getting the tomato plants taken care of here this morning at Rosie on the House, as well as any question you might have on landscaping, gardening, and irrigation right here at Rosie on the House.